Hi, and welcome to Monday to Friday and back again from Kendo Films. I'm Kendo, and with me is Symbols and Thorn.
We can talk about how we've been kicked off of Facebook forever.
Have we?
Yeah.
Really?
I tried to sign in again the other day, and it's just been deactivated.
Yeah, really? Same with our RedTube account.
Yeah. Oh, the powers that be have just crushed us.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we should give that guy, what's his name, Zach? He's on Facebook?
Zach?
Is it Zach?
No.
The one who came up with Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg. Zach Muckerberg.
Well, when you're in your close circle of friends, that's what you call him, Zach.
Zach, yeah.
Well, maybe we should give Zach a quick call.
If you're so close circle of friends, you just call him Meal Ticket.
You get it. Yeah.
So we're not on Facebook anymore.
No, we're gone, dead, gone completely. We had 1,800 friends, and the security thing was to ask us if we knew who these people were. And obviously they're in our friends list, but I'm not going to memorise all 1,800. So it said, "Can you tell us which one is Maria such and such?"
Really?
And it showed you a picture of six people.
She just typed in, "Yeah, your mama."
Well, yeah. You had to click on which one you think it was, and it went you through. I think, and that was. So I thought, well, the best thing here is just to cancel and close the window.
Yeah.
And then obviously they took that as a...
That's crazy.
You.
I mean, so someone, you know, or a celebrity who's got a million people following him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just people were following us.
Yeah. I don't think they'd get a hard time over it.
I don't think they're going to get much of a hard time over it as well, but I'm quite surprised.
We're the boogeyman.
I mean, if you think about it, there was no pornographic images on Facebook, but then having said that, what kind of constitutes a pornographic image nowadays?
Well, you've got a lady showing her shoulder. That's enough for some people.
Well, I mean, I walk down the street, you know, the main shopping centre where, you know, we live. Mm. I don't want to say where it is.
No,
you know?
But if you listen to an older podcast,
yeah, you're probably fine. You know, we live up by the seaside.
Oh.
You know, and it's all that. Yeah, hell, that's right. But if you know, you look at the sports shops, girls, they're advertising. I don't know what she's advertising, but she's got a little crop top on with
never get that
tits.
Far.
Well, look at the new Lady Gaga Fame perfume advert.
You can't even look at that.
Basically, not
you can't
topless.
Watch it all, can you?
Well, I can't.
No, exactly. You can't watch it.
But I don't like tranny porn. That's probably why.
Yeah. Oh, so. Yeah. Well, I can understand why you have a problem with that. Then. No, but you know, it takes all sorts. But well, I see we're actually recording.
Here we are now.
So,
yeah.
Should we say hello?
Hello.
Hello. It's our first podcast back in about 6 months.
Yeah. Number 15. Yeah.
Wow.
You have a gap between 14 and 15.
There was a gap, but we were working hard.
Old Testament, New Testament.
We were working hard, or you guys were working hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I decided to put my feet up for 6 months.
But I'm seniors.
But now I've got, now I've got a hot water bottle on my back, so it's all good.
Hey, ladies, I come on a Dijon. KendoFilms.com.
So, what you been up to?
What did you do at the weekend?
Well, what about Christmas? Well, that was only a few days ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, you can't really talk about it now because it's gone the 6th.
Okay, so. what about New Year?
What we did for Easter, guys?
Did you get anything good for Christmas?
Yeah, I got loads of stuff.
Yeah?
Real dolls don't count, Chris.
So, what did you get?
Half of it's here.
Herpes?
Yeah. I got me a little USB stick in the shape of a camera from all those backup files of, you know, music.
Backup files. That's the one.
It's really, really handy, you know, for backup files.
You got a free voucher at the STD clinic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can have anything I want.
That's good. Oh, God. Then. Yeah, so you've done work, Christmas.
Yeah, I did well, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you buy anything? Or did you just get the stuff this year? It's always good though to do that, you know. Tell someone, oh, are we buying for each other because I spent quite a lot on you.
Well, and then it turns out you haven't.
Yeah, yeah. And then when you get, oh, sorry.
No, I've nearly done that once.
Where do you mount your TV then?
From behind.
Yeah. Those USB sockets just aren't quite big enough.
Try the HDMI ones.
But yeah, no, I just got myself now a 50-inch 3D.
Oh, 50-inch 3D.
Apparently, mine was 50 inches, just wasn't it? Wasn't 3D.
Read my TV, man. Apparently, mine does 3D mode. If you buy the glasses, you can actually do it.
It's so much fun. I mean, it's silly. It's a complete gimmick. Yes, it is. But fucking sitting there playing Call of Duty in 3D.
Until the day when I can actually step into my telly, I won't be part of
it. Holodeck, dude. It's all about the holodeck. Give it time.
I suppose buying the kids an Xbox this Christmas was kind of like buying myself something, even though I've only played in it for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but soon.
Yeah. You know, try and play, keep up with the kids.
I think when the new Grand Theft Auto comes out, I might take a week off work.
I did get that Black Ops 2.
Yeah, I got that.
Not
Black Policeman Inside.
Yeah. So we did get you see the hot or not. I'm trying to find a hot or not as we're talking.
Yeah.
You know.
She's cute.
She's cute. You signed
into Steph's
would you do that?
Well, let's have a look.
Yeah.
You've just signed into
It's a geezer.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're gonna say for the hot or not, have you just signed into Steph's dating site profile? Let's go through his messages.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Not,
hi Steph.
Not.
Hi Steph. Yeah. Well, yeah, what would you put if you were doing that kind of thing? Not that you
doing
would.
What kind of thing?
You know, that kind of online dating thing.
I've done loads with the online
dating. What do you actually put? What kind of criteria is there about yourself?
The thing is, I
like music.
I didn't write my profile.
I like socialising.
I won't kill you straight away.
No, it's funny because I didn't actually write my profile. My mate Anna wrote my profile.
Okay, I like Ted Bundy.
So she wrote it as like, this is my mate Steph. He's a bit of a dickhead, but you might like him if you like these things.
Okay,
so,
cool. And did you get many replies?
Shitloads.
Any girls?
That's how I met... well, a couple.
Yeah.
That's how I met my last girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
Before she ran away.
She eventually escaped. So
they always get out of the cellar at some point.
Yeah, well, we've said about that. But then having said that, I mean, what about that film where they put the guy in the box?
Which film?
We were just talking about it. Mm-hmm. Can't mention it.
Oh, yeah.
See, this box sucks.
Yeah. Lie to me and I'll hurt you.
That's a horrible line, isn't it?
Lie to me and I will hurt you.
Yeah,
you know that. But we can't talk too much about it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No. But what about that other stuff? You know, the Breaking Bad. Do you ever watch that? The American series, Breaking Bad?
I've not started. Watched an episode of it, though.
No, nor have I. I've heard
it's really bad, though.
Yeah.
There's this weirdo that I know who just goes on about it all the fucking time. Like, man, oh, Breaking Bad's so good.
Yeah, no.
But I've heard shit, you know.
I've heard that,
it's full of clowns
trusted,
stuff, isn't it?
Trusted source. That
one. Yeah, it's all good. So anyway, that's done the movie reviews.
No. If you're going to do a movie, you've got to do fucking Skyfall. Because Skyfall came out, and it was their fucking best Bond movie.
Can you actually sing the song, though? Can you sing?
No.
If the sky fell... Well, it doesn't fell, is it? Because sky falls...
I don't know. Kids know all the words.
You know, I never even heard it, apart from when I watched the credit scenes in the film.
It was cool. First time I heard it, I wasn't sure if I liked it, first of all. I really like Adele. I think she's got a great voice, And when I heard that, I thought, I'm not sure if I like this, because a lot of the James Bonds are kind of... A bit, I don't know. There's something about the James
Bond.
Yeah,
they're always cheesy.
But this actually was one of the better tracks, and I think the film.
Dope.
When they introduced the retro side of the film,
if you haven't seen the Bond film, then turn off now. But when they bring in the DB5, it is fucking dope.
Yeah.
And then I cried when they broke it at the end, when they blow it up with the helicopter. I was like,
yeah, it was. And did you not tell me you kind of also had a tearful moment?
I was.
You reached for the Kleenex. But then he found out he'd already been used for another film.
No,
but we won't talk about
when
that.
When M died, I thought that is definitely worth a wank. No, I mean, quite.
Do you remember the good old podcast days though?
No. So used to have things like
do it, Jerry.
Hey ladies, come on,
do it. Annoying noises like a radio.
I just bring some of the old. Yeah. Just found some of the old jokes.
What would have been better is if you could have found some new jokes.
No, then that wasn't funny, is it?
Because you know people can just go back and listen to the old
jokes.
I think
the test of time of a joke is if you can say it again
over and over again
and remember it and then actually find it still funny. So here's one for you guys.
Jerry,
Go on, Terry. Yeah,
yeah. Hang on, doesn't Terry still have our awards?
Yeah, yes. I've been trying to... Actually, that's reminding me.
Oi, so Terry!
Your we won just some lying shit on their sides. You need something to keep them upright on your shelves.
I spoke to Terry actually over Christmas because he's tried to send them to us a couple of times.
Oh, has he?
And I was supposed to have sorted out a courier and I totally forgot. Yeah,
that's how much
I don't even know how many awards we won.
We won two. Niche and best TV series.
It's not bad. Well, we're up for another six next week or this weekend, whenever it is in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to jump on the plane.
Not relying on Terry.
I can't get into America for some reason. Yeah, anyway, what about this one? My girlfriend left me for a midget the other day. This really broke my heart. I couldn't believe she would stoop so low.
Oh, good.
See, you don't even remember that one, do you?
No,
because my mind blocked it out. That's a good question, Kenny. Where is the laughter?
Oh, dear. Okay, what about another one? No?
Go on, one last try.
Okay. Your mum's so fat, when she fell down the stairs, I thought it was EastEnders finishing.
No.
No?
It was better.
So, anyway, I know you obviously want to know what I got for Christmas.
Everyone's dying. They're writing in now.
And, I got a DJ controller. DJ controller with my iPad in the middle, little scratch pads, ibbit. And you can mix the two, beat mix, chop mix. I was messing about. You can download your music straight over the air. So you can have a couple of tracks, whatever you want. Bang, there to go. Mix in, scratch in, the whole lot.
Cool.
That was the first one.
We expect to see some DJ sets coming out.
Show a little excerpt.
I'll put something together because Lisa was actually quite surprised when I told her.
When you start beat juggling is when I'd be impressed.
Yeah, de-juggling.
Beat juggling.
Oh, beat juggling. What's that, when you're mixing the beats and just...
Well, it's when you take two, let's say you've got the same beat on two different records, and you juggle them so it's like one loop will carry on playing.
Oh, okay.
So you just play the first
bar. I was playing the beat, the bass off of one and the treble off the other and mixing it like that.
That's a remix.
That's what I was doing the other day, and Lise was like, what am I listening to? And I said, you're actually listening to two different pieces of music at the same time. She went, really? I said, oh yeah.
You know what's also good?
Oh yeah.
You can get the old spoken word records.
So you can scratch on that and get
some really funny shit from those.
Good stuff. Plus, that was only a tree present. Rub it in. But you've got also a remote control helicopter. One of the better ones. You can fly indoors without taking your eyes out
Without killing people.
Yeah, it's good because now I've also trained the boys when they walk in the room, they sit straight down.
Decapitate it like that.
And then they try to start swiping the helicopter. it was good. New Year. This will tell you how much of a sad bugger I am now. See, the swearings are curved as well. New Year, I was in bed, asleep at 10:45, and I was up at 6 o'clock New Year's Day, down the beach at 8, walking with the
pussy. So,
what time did you go, babe?
He's still up from then.
Actually, did he come in on the Tuesday?
Yeah, he came in. It was all good. He was carrying his shopping under his eyes.
New Year's was
good fun, but it wasn't as hectic as the last couple. I didn't throw my sort of annual house party this year, so I managed to escape the
You're
party.
You throwing off the Noel Edmonds feel.
Someone took up the reins, and do you know what? It makes my life a lot easier because I hate cleaning that shop on New Year's Day.
Because
it never ended by New Year's Day.
I do look at some of these funnies though, you know, and think some of them are actually pretty funny. You know, what about this one? From old Pure at CFFM.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't spoken to him for a long time.
I have to apologise to him because he did email us and I just completely forgot to reply.
Yeah, a little bit like Terry and me trying to get the awards.
Yeah.
We totally slipped our minds. But now we're back on the case. This is a new year. We're more focused.
We're back on the case for this week.
So, Pure CFFM, M&M, give it out. Give it to me. I'm so fucking wet, she shouted at him. Shout all you want. I ain't fucking giving you the umbrella. See? There you go.
So I didn't see that. I saw that the other day.
Oh! There's one for Pure CFM. And what about a big shout out for Terry?
Hang on.
Terry?
There you go, it was worth it.
Not that one. What about the...
Terry! Real couples doing that real.
What about that one?
Yeah, we do the Batman one.
Batman, yeah.
Couples do it for real.
Go on.
Realcouples.com.
Oh, yeah.
I am right.
Nice, guys, nice. And what about bada bim, bada boom?
Well, you're asking now.
I'm trying.
Random things playing.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about stuff. Let's just listen to random sound bites.
I tell you what, it's good. All right, not too much.
Too much, we'll kill it.
But I started back at college this week.
Back to school.
And it's interesting, you know, that...
You will pass that GCSE maths, I swear to you.
Yeah, well, not even GCSE. they've actually reinstated CSE.
11 plus.
CSE for me, yeah? And I'm just getting my head round it.
Yeah.
But you tried doing it in a foreign language. But no, back at college, handed in my first essay, 2,000-word essay on postmodernism, you know, and has postmodernism appropriated pornography? And it was quite an interesting... I actually made that question up myself, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely coming along in the art world.
Postmodern art essay is just the same word 2,000 times.
Postmodern, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it was an interesting thing because last year I got called into the head of art, you know, to actually get a little slap on the wrist for giving his presentation on what they classed as pornographic images. Yeah, and I thought, whoa, hold on a minute, this is, you know, I thought I could give a talk on anything I wanted.
The art world's looking a bit not so free.
And, you know, it wasn't as if I'd actually plastered any of my own pornographic images in there, what we'd shot for our films. It was purely pieces of artwork.
From their library.
Which from their library, yeah. From their personal collections that we hacked.
It was literally from their library books. Yeah.
From their library books in the college library. And it was quite interesting, really. You know, that I put this poster together and spoke about art and porn and the connection. And what actually makes that pornography? Because you know it wasn't around as we know it before 1850.
Well, the artwork was, but the actual name of it wasn't.
No, you know, the actual meaning of it as we know it now wasn't there. It was the only thing you could find about pornography was written in a medical dictionary, and it was a way of describing the social problems that they had with prostitution. At the time, it had nothing to do with erotica, explicit
imagery
whatsoever. So it was the Victorians trying to police away their erotic imagery. And obviously, back then you had I don't want to go into an art lesson, which it sounds like I am going, but you had the printing press, you had photography, the camera, the daguerreotype, all that kind of stuff, and you had a massive boom. You have a booming pornographic industry.
Mm.
Big porno industry.
The second photograph ever taken was a topless barmaid from the guy who invented the camera.
And he had a hairy chest. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, whatever rocks your boat, you know. But, no, so it was interesting. So, and I got called into the head of art, and there was like a couple of them there. And the thing was, I'd already spoke to my actual tutor about what I was doing, you know, the actual artwork, and they were like, cool, this is good, you need to be doing this, and maybe working more explicit imagery. So I thought, okay, right, that's cool, because I thought I'd go the softer route, and the tutor was telling me you should go more of an explicit route, it's more confrontational. So when I sat down and spoke to him about all this, you know, and showed him the imagery, they were like, you know, you can't really do this when we're not sure if you can or not. I said, okay. You know, I mean, first of all, you know, you're saying I can't do this because it's pornographic. Can you explain to me what pornographic is? You know, what pornography actually means? I think that was the first kind of things that they were a little bit flummoxed over.
Mm.
You know, because I'd done a lot of research on this, and it's quite interesting, you know, to actually term what is pornographic and what isn't pornographic purely comes down to the actual viewer.
Or maybe more about the usage of it.
Yep, like, but then having said that, you look at a lot of manga comics and a lot of comics that are actually depicting sex.
And
people get off on that kind of stuff, you know?
They banned in Canada.
The hentai stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you look at Japan and places like that, they don't have any sexual laws against child molestation, I don't think. In the comics and stuff like that, there's no laws on there. You can have bestiality.
There's laws, you can't do these things, but you can depict them in a cartoon film.
I don't think there is. I think you'd be very surprised. I think Japan is one of the states that hasn't got a law but they've got no need for it. And a lot of the time, when you look at these countries. That have laws and don't have laws are allowed pornography and are not anti-pornography. It's quite interesting when you look at the actual research that goes behind this. And obviously, I mean, this is going to get quite you're going to get response, bollocks, that sounds a load of old bullshit, or wow, I didn't know that, or whatever, blah, 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 blah. I mean, like I say, I've done a lot of research on papers which go back to the 1970s and 60s to 90s, so they've actually researched pornography over 30 years, you know, and they compare it to when it was outlawed, you know, and when it actually came in, and they look at it against sex crimes and rape and all that kind of stuff, and child abuse, and blah, 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 blah. And obviously you're going to get people who are anti-porn saying this is a load of bollocks, you know, because it's all down to how they changed the laws with policing. But on the whole, you know, there's been reports done that said pornography does not do anything to hinder society when you're talking about rape or child abuse.
Yeah.
Nothing less. Whatsoever. In fact, there's reports done where a lot of rapists and child abusers were not shown porn. You know, they came into looking at porn at a much older age, whereas a lot of youngsters, I remember when I started nicking my dad's porn mags, I think I was about 11 or 10 or 11 or something, you know, and then I'd nick his porn mags. And I'd hide them.
And the archive in the shed, was it?
Yeah, and then I'd find where I'd go to get them, that he'd nicked them back. But it was one of these kind of things that he never spoke to me about. It was really weird. It was really weird, you know? I mean, and I was like, oh, I can't talk to him.
Did you get your porn like everyone else did when they were a kid? Like, find it in the woods?
Sometimes, yeah. It was all kind of...
I want to know who is the porn fairy that wanders around woods with big bags of porn going, I should leave this here for the next generation of wankers.
The great thing about those school camping trips is just that you'd all going out on these organised walks, and it'd always be a hunt to see who could find the most porn.
Yeah.
You know.
But no, it was interesting because, I mean, this whole kind of thing stemmed, you know, from this art project, which I was looking, you know, being at college, working in the porn industry, being at college, doing a fine art course, I always knew that the two would combine. And I always wanted them to combine. I was expecting it to be a little bit longer, though, a bit later on in the course.
They've kind of collided head first a bit, haven't they?
I remember we were shooting over in Hungary. The last time we were shooting in Hungary, we were shooting a couple of films over there, weren't we? And
that was after the last podcast.
It was after the last podcast, yes. We've not actually spoke about that. Yeah, and literally I was looking at the models and started shooting some slow motion kind of photography on the iPhone and just tweeting it out and looked at it and said, oh, is this porn or is it art? You know, and I'd sent a few of those out and people were getting back to us as we were shooting them, you know, that it's artistic porn or it's porn or blah, 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 whatever, that didn't really matter. But there was one image that I shot and that's when we were shooting the ballet scene for the dancer film for Dorcel, for Mark Dorcel. And a big shout out for Mark Dorcel.
Oh, yeah, I'll write that down. Hang on.
Yeah.
Dig my pen out.
I told you what they said about the film, the latest film that we gave them.
Oh, yeah.
Last Four Housewives 2?
Yes, you did, yeah.
Did I tell you?
Couples do it for real. Unrealcouples.com.
Jerry? Okay. So, I was shooting that stuff, and we were shooting a dancer film, and I remember the ballet stuff in the dance studio looked awesome.
Yeah.
You went home, didn't you, that
day? Yeah, that was the day before.
Yeah, and I got the iPhone out and started shooting Aleska.
Mm.
And looked awesome, you know. What she was doing is hitting these ballet poses, and I was tweeting them out. And yeah, anyway, Dorcel. Dorcel actually got back to us and said, we've watched your new edit of Lustful Housewives 2, and you made a terrific job. Congratulations. So they're very happy with that.
Wow, cool. Yeah, very happy indeed. Wanted to add in shots of...
Well, no, we re-edited it, didn't we?
Yeah,
I went over to Paris, sat down with them, found out exactly what they were looking for. We came back, and it took us another 2 weeks to re-edit every scene.
First one?
Second one. We re-edited the second one. But no, so it's cool. Hit all the things. But yeah, so I tweeted this out, and when I had this poster presentation at college, I thought I'd actually use that as an example, because on Twitter I'd sparked up a few conversations. You know, is this art or is it porn? You know, it doesn't matter. I had gay and straight people getting back to me and saying, letting me know. So I, what their views were, male and female, old and young. So it's quite, you know, had an array of people.
Just be artography.
Artography, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a good one. Artography. Artography. Yeah. I quite like that.
Copyright.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah, it was really interesting that I. This image I showed them on a piece of paper was 1.5 inches. It's like a tiny little, just bigger than a stamp size picture.
Not one of those parcel stamps.
Yeah, you know, little parcel stamp. Not a proper 10-piece stamp.
Yeah, exactly.
How much are stamps nowadays? Are they
32p.
How out of touch are you?
Wow.
How much are these basic things that peasants use? I don't understand. I have couriers for all of my things.
The last time Kenny bought a stamp was
1983.
And it was Victoria, I think.
She's been sticking things through the postbox and nothing else.
No, and so afterwards, the following day, I found out that one of the girls on the
course,
she had a really bad time of it. That of thinking about this image. You know, I don't want to go into too much because I might get libel and get a lawsuit and all that kind of shit. But it seemed that from that moment on, it started causing a lot of problems with the other students who I was with. It was really interesting. You know?
Imagine if you printed that image bigger, could have killed them.
Yeah, you know that. Oof. You know, and it just I started to see a different view. You know, and like I said, the more I've researched porn, and like for 2 years I've been on this course. You know, and last year I felt it was stacked up against me when I'd done this digital kind of project.
What's the website of that?
That was 227217.com. That's my student number. And
everyone's going to go ringing up the student union.
Yeah, you know that. And I'd done this project, and it seemed they were all against it for some reason, and I couldn't understand why. You know, maybe they hadn't done it. I don't know. And this year, now it's a pornography, and it's caused loads of problems. And like I say, I've got to have a meeting with the head of education.
But somebody on an art course that has a problem with an artist's work, fuck off.
Well, I mean, it's you know, I mean, what the problem is, they reckon is it's potentially problematic for other students who are at risk, or tutors or whatever, youngsters under 18. Well, there's no one under 18. You know, on our you won't get on our course.
You can go to an art gallery and see some of the most disturbing sexual imagery.
Of course
you can take your fucking kids to an art gallery and see that shit.
You have to look at the Chapman Brothers stuff.
Yeah, well,
the two-faced cunt.
Yeah, but don't forget, what the Chapmans were doing was something straight in your face anyway.
Yeah,
I mean,
deliberate, you know.
But if you look at the Italian Renaissance,
yeah.
when you have a look at some of the Venuses and some of those kind of imagery that depict bestiality again.
Yeah.
You know, you've got stuff going on that's bestiality, you have incest going on, you know, all this kind of stuff, masturbatory kind of imagery. Because it was painted in that kind of period, it was all kind of acceptable. Then you get Jeff Koons getting, you know, Made in Heaven series when, you know, he's smashing his wife up the arse.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's literally just an image of her smashing her up the arse.
Yeah, well, it's using the same angles we use for a lot of things.
That's he redone the whole thing as it was a porn shoot.
Yeah,
that was the whole idea. You know, he fell in love with her, and obviously it all ended up badly. But when he fell in love with her, it's because of what she'd done for a living, being the one of the porn stars. You know, and he wanted to recreate this porn kind of set, it was quite yeah. But if you look at it. It's, the imagery is no different. There's cum shots. There's actual ejaculation going on there, you know, anal sex, whatever it is. The only thing that wasn't there was DP, but then it was supposedly about love, you know. And it might be that when you bring a third person into that equation, maybe that changes the dynamics of what love actually is.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I think men and women might have a different view on that.
You know? I think as you know,
where's Steph gone? What's that noise I can hear?
How did he do that series? If he partook in that,
I'm not sure. I think you know. I mean, he probably got a photographer or he set the camera up himself or whatever. But you know, he's actually stunt
cock.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't realise he had a 23-inch cock.
Yeah, with very long arms.
But very interesting. And this is an ongoing thing. But coming back to work, finally. I might even say that once more. Finally, Ink 2 is actually out now.
It's out and proud.
Wow. You know, I tweeted this the other night. You know, cause I couldn't believe it. I went, wow, it's finally out. You know, Ink 2. How long was it? When did we do that?
They've had it for 6 months at least.
6 months, probably even more.
Yeah, they've had it for longer than 6 months.
In fact, I think they had it longer than that because it was supposed to be a September release and it was like 4 or 5 months to that.
Yeah,
you probably find it maybe at the beginning
Eight
of months. The yeah, something like that. Mm. So, you know, but it's finally out, you know, and we're putting it up on our website as well. So, the first 100 people who ring me personally on my mobile phone. You know, if you've got that, because you won't, you can have a free copy. First 100 people can get a free copy.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's Steph B. Just going around the corner.
Hi, Kendo.
It's funny, actually, I think I might have a copy of that.
Yeah, I think you might have, yeah.
Yeah, on your phone. Yeah.
Actually, that is the trailer that I keep on my
June,
phone.
Exactly. What we do. June, yeah. When we finished it.
June.
There you go.
That's when the final files were written.
But I think that, you know.
It's already won an award. Before it was even released.
Yeah, you don't want to say that because it might take the award back.
Yeah.
We haven't got it yet. So
yeah, exactly. Well, we have to give Terry a call. But no, I think it's good to be back doing a podcast. I've been meaning to get back into it. And I think you guys have just been working really hard and you've been doing really well. So I just felt breaking the flow. I think now was a good kind of start. So maybe we'll try to do this on a regular basis again, one every five months.
That's regular enough.
Yeah.
But now it came. You know, Steph was just twiddling his thumbs around the corner. I was twiddling my thumbs. Then you just phoned up magically. Said, "Do you want to do the podcast?"
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It wasn't my thumbs I was twiddling.
Yeah. Someone else's thumbs.
You're watching that trailer, Ink 2 again.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sick of their faces. Yeah.
But no, so we're not going to do any hot or not, because, you know, not this week anyway. What I'll do, I'll get
some... a format that doesn't really work on radio, that's why.
I think it works.
Well, a bit like props that we're all wearing. You know?
I think it does work, you know, hot or not on radio, because it's down to us. People get... They understand what
we're...
We
can only say so many insulting things about women before it becomes just a misogynistic diatribe.
Yeah, but...
you can only say so.
I'm sorry, I'm honest.
But it depends on what you're... Yeah, I suppose actually it was a bit...
you're just asexual, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Don't care.
I mean... Yeah, it was a bit rude, wasn't it?
I'm a terrible human.
So if you want us to do any more of those...
Yes,
if
you send your stuff in.
Send your pictures.
If you want to be insulted live on air, if that's your bag.
Yeah. Maybe we'll actually do a new version of So You Want to Be a Porn Star. You know, a podcast version of So You Want to Be a Porn Star. You know, so we actually get...
Considering there's only three of us here, I'm not liking the sound of this, Kenny.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, you have to know how So You Want to Be a Porn Star actually started. You know, when I'd done it like 12, 13 years ago for Playboy, I think I told you guys that I put an advert out in the paper for models because we were lacking models.
Did you forget to put a certain word on
it? I did, and that word was female. And within the first week, I had about 100 guys call me, and I actually had some dogs call me as well.
Yeah.
You know? So every man and his dog thought he could be a porn star, and I think we didn't get any girls. But I kind of thought to myself, wow, this is cool. So I spoke to Playboy about this, and we put the idea together, and we actually done So You Want to Be a Porn Star.
That's what you call making the best out of a situation.
It was pretty good, wasn't it? You know, I think we'd done about 60 episodes.
Thinking I'm going to get made.
And these are all just random guys. Yeah. That were just
random guys, and you'd have three guys.
How many of them failed?
Pretty much 98%. You know, and yeah, pretty much 98%. And we actually, and the guy who'd done the best, we actually gave him his own series, and that was Union Jacks.
Did he do well after that, or was that the end?
We'd done two or three series with him. And then he started off doing his own thing. We've done about 60 episodes of So You Want to Be a Porn Star, and it's been aired, but we've still got all the web rights.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I mean, I'm not sure I might even bring it out. You know, Lisa doesn't think we should because it's like going back to the old stuff, and it was me dressed up, you know, like a 70s porn
star. You're not performing in this stuff though, are you?
No, but I used to get a nosh.
But what you and Chris do in your own time is no one else's business.
I was below
age for that.
We get all these guys. We get all these guys emailing us every week. You know, I could show you loads now. You know,
I had a fucking New Year's, man.
Of course you do. What about we get them in on the podcast?
And we
talk about it.
Yeah,
we talk the same.
What we should do is give them.
Well, yeah, I've got a massive cock. I'm really good at fucking.
30 seconds to give us as many reasons as possible as to why they think.
Now we're brainstorming. This is what it's called.
No, what we do? We get one of those really skanked up love dolls.
Yeah,
you know, those really like stupid looking Barbie doll love doll things. We're like, right, do the thing.
Plastic's gone brown.
We've done that.
Just in the kitchen, right?
Done it. I turned up at a location once where I was shooting. And there was this little old invalid carriage.
Are you telling me about
an old one, a really, really old one, one of the first ones. It had a little bell on it and everything.
Invalid carriage.
Yeah, one
explain.
Of these. Well, invalid carriage. You know,
I don't know what it is. That's what I'm asking.
Well, people who can't walk properly, they get in these little carriages that will go about 90 miles an hour.
Like a stroller thing. Like the
electric mobility scooter.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Calling it an invalid carriage is the.
I'm imagining some grandiose carriage with a bunch of fans in there going.
Tiny little thing, tiny, and. So we decided to do the opening of this this film, what I was shooting, with me in it. So knocked on the door and said to, you know,
This podcast is brought to you by Kendo Films. Follow us on Twitter at Kendo Films or at Kendo UK, or search for us on Facebook. You can also check out our website at www.kendofilms.com. Kendo Films, artistic erotica.